Hello and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I'm joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And in this episode, we want to share some brand new data related to the Cygnos platform. And Cygnos is actually something we had talked about many, many months ago. It is a platform that works actually with the Stelo CGM, and it is specifically FDA cleared for weight loss. So, Natalie, you want to share this exciting new data?
Absolutely. So, when we look at obesity and access to care, one of the things that is a challenge for some people is they can't come to our in-person weight loss classes. I know you have them at your system too. We offer virtual weight loss classes. But now let's look at another option for us. So when we look at what happens here, this study examined whether the user engagement in this Cygnos app, which combines artificial intelligence, which is what kind of drove me to, oh, this looks interesting, and continuous glucose monitoring, is associated with weight loss. So the study looked at people 18 and over with a BMI greater than 30 and without diabetes who enrolled in the Cygnos system, which integrates the Dexcom Stelo with this AI-driven behavior recommendations informed by glucose responses, informed by dietary intake, by physical activity, and then user-entered data on top of that. So they you have to define things in a study like this because this is all new. So engagement was quantified as total meaningful actions per day, TMAPD, total meaningful interaction. So how often is that person engaging in this app? Because if you turn on an app on your phone, it's like buying a treadmill and putting it in your basement and hanging clothes on it. It doesn't do anything. So they looked at how often people were interacting with it. Longitudinal within participant analyses compared weight change during engaged and non-engaged periods among more than 3,000 participants. And what they did was they looked at weight loss as a percentage, which I like, per week, because a larger body habitus, a percentage is different than someone with a smaller body habitus. Cross-sectional analyses evaluated 180-day total body weight loss among the 1,147 participants. So that's kind of the background that methods. In the longitudinal cohort, weight loss was greater during periods of engagement than non-engagement, which isn't surprising, right? If you have AI telling you, hey, your glucose rises from this, look what happens here, we suggest that, I think you'd get that. Weight loss during engaged periods did not differ significantly between early and late engagers. And in the 180-day cohort, mean total body weight loss was 5.14%, which is impressive because what? No medications were added. This is just weight loss, right? With engagement in AI and using that Dexcom Stelo, participants with higher engagement achieved almost 6% total body weight loss, compared with the 4.3% with lower engagement group. So I think this is something we need to talk about. I think that AI-driven interaction with a continuous glucose sensor, I'm impressed.
Yeah, and I think the thing to note is they specifically excluded people that were taking weight loss medications, including GLP-1s. And I know I see patients all the time that are like, I want to do it with lifestyle. I really don't want to take a medication to try to lose weight because people understand that when you start a medication, it is generally meant to continue for life. And so this is exciting that it offers a way, to really reinforce lifestyle. Also, I mean, I could see that this would be beneficial with GLP-1s. I know that that's not how this study was done, and it's great that it showed weight loss irrespective of GLP-1 use, but gosh, people...
What if we did both? Right, exactly.
Right, and people, right. Often start these medications, and unfortunately, lifestyle is not always reinforced, and lifestyle is essential. I mean, it just is. The physical activity, the exercise, the strength training, and healthy eating is so important. So I love that this is reinforcing all of that. One thing, though, I guess to bring up is definitely the cost of the system. So you can go and buy Dexcom Stelo for less than $99 a month on your own. Like if you don't use this app and you use the Stelo app, and you can even get it, I think, for like 85 a month, depending on like how many months you sign up for, it goes down. With this, I checked the most recent pricing, and for like a 3-month subscription, it's about $150 per month. So you are definitely paying a premium to be able to access and use this app. And unfortunately, I do think that's going to be a barrier for some people, because when you think about it, like you can start a GLP-1 cash price for like $149 a month. Of course, the prices go up after that. But I think that's where, the price point might be out of reach, or it will definitely be out of reach for many of my patients.
No, I agree with that. I also, though, think so if someone's going to engage in other, apps like Weight Watchers or Noom or any of those, I think that that is, I don't know that, I think the cost is about the same if you say it's $50 a month. I think then you add the Dexcom cost in, that's where it bumps it up a little bit more. And again, what I see and feel here is options, right? So I have people paying a lot more for GLP-1s and they'll never give them up, right? But I would love to be able to see someone who hits a, uses a GLP-1 and hits a weight barrier where they're just like, I just can't seem to, well, how much are you doing the other parts of it? Oh, yeah. I did in the beginning and now I'm, well, could we use this to help recreate and push up those other, like let's use this for 3 or 6 months to see where we can get to help you build up the activity, the diet changes, the I could see it used not all the time, maybe some of the time, maybe in conjunction with other things. I see there's possibilities, and I know money is always a challenge. It's all, I mean, the number of people who say they can't afford different things, CGM, all kinds of copays. But you and I both also at the same time are surprised when someone says, "No, I can do this," when you don't think they might be able to.
That is totally true. I mean, I think we should be offering this. And I mean, it makes a lot of sense about why it's effective. Because when I think about like our weight management model, we have these pretty intensive shared medical appointments that are, when I say intensive, I mean like they're frequent, right? They're every month or more. Because the idea is like the accountability that you're checking in with someone, that you're, it's people say it's easy to fall off the wagon, right? If you're not like talking about it and you're not engaging with someone. So the idea here that AI is able to do that, kind of poke the person and say like, "Hey, did you weigh in today? Like what's going on?" And I love to play around with all of this stuff. So I tried the Signos app for a period of time as well. And like there's different challenges it'll give you. It'll say like, "Hey, let's try to drink more water." And like that's your challenge, or the challenge of like, "Let's try to incorporate more protein with every single meal." And so it kind of like it also makes it fun too, because it's like, it's giving new challenges, new things to try. It's like spicing it up a little. So I think, it's a great tool. And yeah, hopefully we'll see more of these digital tools to just really be able to help us.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, that was our quick update for today. More to come in the future. But with that, we thank you for tuning in to this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.
Thanks, everyone.